News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan City Council is moving ahead with the idea of a super park. That followed a presentation from staff and a consultant during Tuesday's council workshop. Using Veterans Park as a measuring stick, at least 140 acres of land is needed. Three ideas were mapped over the municipal golf course, which you can see online at WTAW.com. While the council was told the location was only for demonstration purposes, Al Sines called on taking inventory of all available city land.
There may be a more desirable location for a super park in the community other than the one considered on paper here today, because we know what we've just gone through in reference to golfers in the area.
There was no opposition to Mayor Jason Byinski's statement that the city would not buy land.
It's my understanding that we're going to look at the inventory that the city of Bryan owns. We're not talking about going out and buying 150 acres somewhere.
Correct.
Understood.
The option the consultant says received the most staff support included 17 synthetic turf fields. 10 would be for baseball and softball, 3 for soccer, and 4 for either football or soccer. There would be 75 parking spaces for each field, along with a skate park, disc golf, a playground, a trail system, and an amphitheater. The early cost estimate was $10 million. A divided Bryan City Council has given preliminary approval to giving $2.4 million for a conference center that's part of a planned hotel and retail development in the area of Traditions Golf Course in the Bio Corridor.
Spencer Clements of Atlas Development, the group that owns Traditions, says without the conference center, there's no boutique hotel. Chief Executive of the Texas A&M Health Science Center, Dr. Brett Girois, says it's a critical component to create the environment necessary to be an international player in the pharmaceutical business.
There is a particular need for a boutique hotel and conference facility in the Bio Corridor with amenities to cater not only to weekend football fans, but to corporate executives from Belgium and Japan, and to research scientists from Boston, San Francisco, Tel Aviv, and London.
Members of the Brazos County Lodging Association opposed what spokesman Hunter Goodwin told the council was subsidizing a competitor in an exploding market.
I went and talked to the RVP, and they actually have a policy, and their policy states they don't support incentives to any industry that is experiencing robust growth. So it's just a conflicting message to, at the same time we're having the best growth in the history of our communities, that we're going to consider incentives to a competitive product.
The council takes final action in 2 weeks. The money won't be given until after the hotel and conference center is built and the private financing on the project is paid off. Another $3.8 million is going into the rest of building the Atlas Town Center. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A Brazos County native who has had various volunteer roles for more than 60 years was recognized at this week's County Commission meeting. County Judge Dwayne Peters first read a resolution honoring Jack Donovan.
I understand they got you here under false pretense.
Then Donovan was told he was receiving the Red Cross Presidential Lifetime Volunteer Service Award.
I was thought from the Red Cross characters that I was supposed to talk about CERT.
Donovan, who's retired from the Texas A&M Firefighting School, has been a volunteer with the county's CERT unit, which stands for Community Emergency Response Team, for 13 years. He's also spent more than 4,000 volunteer hours with the Red Cross, currently as a member of the organization's disaster response team. This look at news brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirnemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirnemann Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirnemann Flooring today.
Zwirnemann Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirnemann Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The kids are headed back to school, and it's time for you to get back to the gym. At Aggieland Fitness Dome, we're making it easier than ever to get started. Join now and pay no enrollment fee. We have it all. Group fitness classes, childcare, basketball, volleyball, indoor boot camps, personal trainers, cardio, free weights, and results. Space is limited, so call or stop by today. We have everything you need to get the results that you want. All we're missing is you. Aggieland Fitness Dome. Call 690-3663. Mention WTAW and get a free gift just for stopping by.
Hi, I'm Carl from Superior Air Repair, your Bryant dealer doing whatever it takes. There's something new at Superior Air Repair. It's our new phone number, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. That's 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. Now when you need air conditioning or heating service, call Superior at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at superiorairrepair.com. Easy to remember, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR from Superior Air Repair. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Good morning. It's 7-Eleven. A Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure, it's going to bring us some sunshine, but a trough in the Gulf of Mexico could bring us an isolated storm by late today. Highs approaching 95. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm. Temperatures tonight near 75. There could be a stray shower or thunderstorm tomorrow, otherwise mostly cloudy and near 90. Maybe a storm, 75 tomorrow night. Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs up around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the countdown to kickoff for Aggie football at one day away. Also, the University of Texas getting ready for a Saturday game against North Texas. Major League Baseball and NFL wrapping up their preseason on Thursday as well. We'll cover all that for you in sports at 7:50.
There you go. So this comic book thing, remember when your mom threw all your comic books out? Not happy with her for doing that?
I never really had
She cost you
books.
A fortune.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know when the comic book... Well, are comic books hot right now? Is that a big thing?
Yeah.
It depends on what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at Comic-Con. I mean...
Oh, well, yeah, sure. It's people who don't want to grow up, too. So there's some of that going on.
Well, that's Renaissance Festival for weirdos.
Oh, well, that's... Yeah, that's... Excuse me.
Don't you do it.
It just seemed that you were saying that.
Don't
that
you do it,
weirdos?
Don't
now
you
didn't
do it?
The Renaissance Festival.
You stop it.
Some comic book fans may consider prices for a single comic book to be too high here in 2014, but those same readers would likely faint if they had that Action Comics number one.
Well,
1938. Okay, sold for $3.2 million Sunday night. Final price tag was a huge leap from the initial asking price of 99 cents when the auction started on August the 14th. Action Comics number one's features, of course, Superman's debut. A new record for the most expensive comic book ever sold, previously held by Action Comics number one. Yeah, okay. Nicolas Cage once owned that. I don't think he can afford that anymore. I don't know if you heard about that. Things aren't going well for
him. One too many Wicker Man movies?
Yeah, I think it doesn't take too many. That's it. For the first time in its 40-year-plus history, The Price is Right is launching a nationwide search for another male model. The grand prize winner will score a week-long gig on the CBS game show in December and earn a chance to assume a more permanent spot in the future. This isn't the first time the game has featured a male model. In 2012, the show launched a local search in L.A. before offering Rob Wilson. Of course, we all know who he is.
The answer to a trivia question.
A gig on the show that lasted for 2 years, really. Okay. I don't know. I don't see the show, so I have no idea. I guess it makes sense. There are a lot of women who watch that show.
Yeah, sure.
It would seem like having a male model would probably be a pretty smart thing, so we'll see. If you're one of those people that disdain the iPad, yes.
Well, they're Barker's beauties. Is he Drew's dudes?
There you go. Yeah, it could be that. Yeah. If you're one of those people that disdain the iPad Mini because the screen is too small and you wish that the iPad Air, whose screen size is 9.7 inches, would be even bigger, you may have finally gotten your wish. Apple working on a new version that'll have a 12.9-inch screen, according to Bloomberg News. Okay, so now, And what do you do with that? How do you carry that around so that it is easily accessible so you can use it for all those things you want to? Because, again, I get the whole idea. Believe me, I'm old. I get the whole idea of trying to watch a YouTube on an iPhone. I don't get that. It takes a very unusual video for you to be able to fully enjoy that. So a little bit bigger screen's nice, but you're going to roll around with a 12-inch screen, a 9-inch screen? What are you going to do? I mean, when does it become impractical based on the size of the screen that, you know what, you're just not going to be able to watch that video right now? You are going to have to go ahead and do your work. And before we finish this half hour, if you didn't hear something you should know today, the guy talked a little bit about really what's happening to our society because of being connected all the time. And I think we're seeing it more and more. Yeah, it doesn't matter what the demographic is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, can be young, can be old, male, female, rich, poor, working, hanging out, whatever they happen to do, they reach in their pocket when they have a vacant moment. And that basically is what they talked about this morning.
Go to any restaurant and watch what happens after everybody orders.
Yeah, the vacant moment. Okay, school budgets being slashed. Teachers outspending their own money to pay for classroom supplies. Horace Mann Insurance, really? An insurance company named Horace Mann? Kind of interesting for education, obviously.
Oh, I thought you said Horace Mann.
I did too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Horace Mann, the guy who made sure we had a public school system.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yes.
Apparently there's an insurance company named after him. I guess that would make sense. Mm-hmm. Found 26% of teachers polled reported spending $400 of their own money on school supplies last year. And more than half, 53%, said the school's budgets had been cut. One 23-year-old elementary school teacher in North Carolina told USA Someday that she does babysitting work on the side to help buy extra supplies for her classroom. I only have $100 from the school for the entire year to buy supplies, and that's not enough. Well, let me make a little plug-in for both the College Station and Bryan Education Foundations. You know, can give to them. They have ways to help teachers out.
And I wish I would have digitally dog-eared this, but there was a story about some teachers who don't have foundations that they can turn to for a little help. They're going on to Kickstarter-like websites, and they're setting it up saying, we need $500, and I'm going to buy this, 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 and this, and the parents can donate to that and pool the money that way.
Well, the other thing that does, though, is it gives people who are not within that school district the opportunity.
Yeah.
And if you do, if there are people out there who are looking to do good, and that's not a bad little plan. Mm-mm. Right there. That's one of those good things that comes from the Internet.
Count, all the way there in the corner.
Count that on one hand.
Yeah.
So there's the guy in England allegedly faked his own kidnapping so he wouldn't have to hang out with his girlfriend. Whoa.
Police used to call that coyote ugly.
Man. Police said the unidentified man phoned his girlfriend Friday night and said that he was being held captive. Until he came up with ransom from his kid to pay off his kidnappers.
How much?
$80.
Oh, wow.
And at some point, she should have gotten really, really suspicious. Yeah, $80 to pay off the kidnappers. His panicked girlfriend calls police, who launched a very expensive manhunt. The suspect ended up being arrested. The boyfriend was eventually found hanging out at an all-night party. Police say that's when he simply confessed, hey, man, I just wanted to be alone on a Friday night.
Wow!
$80. I mean, again, at $80, probably the point when she would have gone, yeah, I'm not thinking so.
Come on now, come on. Let's hit the road.
And there's no better time to hit the road than right now at the free Labor Day sale at RV Station in Bryan. You may ask yourself, self, why a pre-Labor Day sale?
Because you might want to use your new camper this Labor Day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get off the couch and hit the road with your family in a brand new Jayco J Flight 28 BHBE.
Just $198 a month.
Let's hit the road.
Gather up all your Labor Day toys and hit the road in a Keystone Raptor toy hauler. It's a $395 LEV, folks.
Take $34,800 off list. good.
Yeah, yeah.
Folks, you can save thousands on our entire massive inventory at RV Station and Bryan's pre-Labor Day sale. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Shop us 24/7, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Jayco number 2942, sale price $21,995, 144 months, 4.99 APR, 10% down plus TT&L. Keystone number 2547, sale price $69,995.
Lee's Carpet resists spills and stains so well, we are having a spillabration.
Enjoy 50% off with 18 months special financing on selected styles of Lee's Carpet. Plus, you can save up to 30% on selected hardwood, laminate, and tile floors too. Ron, tell me, why should we come in now and save on Lee's Carpet?
Lee's has the newest styles and colors and the best warranties of any carpet.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet 1, next to Harley-Davidson on Highway 6.
All right, you got our 2014 Nissans.
Yep, got your shipment.
Copy that.
You're not a trucker.
10-4. So what you hauling?
I've got Ultimas.
With up to 270 horses under the hood. Perfect for the open road.
Sure, and I've got Sentras.
Nissan Connect, great for keeping in touch. So what's your handle?
Over and out.
It's the model year-end, and Nissan's unleashing the 2014s. Now, get the bottom line on the 2014 Altima, just $189 a month. Or get 0% APR for up to 72 months on the 2014 Sentra.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas. The Bottom Line sales event is going on now. Don't miss our best offers of the year at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off of Highway 6 at the new University Drive exit.
Or choose Nissan.com. Event ends September 2nd. Nissan, innovation that excites.
For qualified customers with approved credit, Altima $26.99 initial payment for 36 months. Sentra $13.89 per month per thousand financed. Excludes taxes, title, and license. Must finance through NMAC from new dealer stock. Call 1-888-858-8319 for Nissan Connect information and other details.
7:21. Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Happy Global Forgiveness Day. We haven't figured out yet what that means.
It's okay.
We're not sure. We're not sure if we're forgiving each other. We didn't think about that this morning. Oh. We were first thinking about, are we forgiving the Earth for all those, you know, things that it did to us, Vesuvius and, you know, Mount St. Helens and all those other disasters? Or is the Earth forgiving us for all the things that we've done, like, you know, cut down the trees and put up parking lots and stuff like that? Or is it supposed to be that we're forgiving each other? So just be warm and fuzzy today. And if you don't want to be warm and fuzzy, remember it's also International Tug of War Day. So. Got that going for you. All right, so the idea behind not having any vacant time, okay?
Okay.
No vacant time in your life. This is from our program last hour.
Internet and cell phone technology has certainly become a big part of our lives.
There's now actually a one-to-one ratio between active cell phone accounts and people on the Earth, which is amazing considering when I was born, cell phones didn't even exist.
Michael Harris, author of the book The End of Absence, says people in their mid-30s and older can remember life before the Internet, before being constantly connected, a time that he calls absence.
The difference is that absence becomes something that we're afraid of. So when you're in line at the grocery store and you've got those 20 seconds, you end up diving into your phone. The value of absence itself, which we're in danger of forgetting, is that that's where we form our sense of ourself.
You know, and we talked about that about 2 months ago, how people don't want to be alone with their thoughts.
Right.
Yeah.
They're looking for any kind of stimulation, any kind of distraction they can get so they don't have to think about their life.
Wow.
The world we live in. Absence, that's the phrase.
Makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah. A South Carolina high school student has been arrested after confessing to killing his neighbor's pet dinosaur.
beg your pardon?
I will continue.
Thank you.
16-year-old Alex Stone asked to write something interesting about himself as part of a class assignment. After mentioning the dinosaur and adding, "I bought the gun to take care of the business," police took him in for questioning. His backpack and locker were searched. No weapons were found. He was charged with disturbing the school. Okay. And suspended for a week. His mother, Karen Gray, believes everybody overreacted. She said,
No.
She said, first of all, we don't have any dinosaurs anymore. And second, he's not even old enough to buy a gun. Second point especially. I mean, he can't buy a gun. So how is he going to be able to take care of killing the dinosaurs? I know. We all have to protect the kiddos now, don't we? All right, we got that. Prince Harry apparently has found his princess. This could become very, very confusing. But we've got the story for you, so you don't have to go find it. Prince Harry has a girlfriend. Her name is Camilla Thurlow. Now, see the problem there? You got two Camillas in the royal family.
Oh, I'm guessing they're easy to tell apart.
Yeah. You mean one doesn't look like she have a bag of oats on her face?
Going there.
When it comes to football, it's all about teamwork. Run by Team of Navasota and let our team work for you. Hustle in to get $8,000 off MSRP on 2014 Dodge 1500 Crew Cabs.
Nice price.
Or you can score big with $9,000 off the 2500 Dodge Longhorn.
Nice price.
Tackle huge savings with $6,000 off the Dodge Charger RT.
Nice price.
Win big this football season with a new vehicle from Team of Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. From August to September 31st, buy a complete air conditioning system with Barker's Heating and Cooling and get an evaporator coil free. That's a $500 value, or get a $500 credit toward the new system from Barker's Heating and Cooling. Not quite so hot. In fact, you're getting an improved chance of some showers, which is good. It's a 20% chance of rain today with a high of 96. Winds will be out of the northeast, which will give us a little bit of a break. 75 for a low tonight, about 95 tomorrow with a 30% chance of rain. Then Friday, we're up to 50-50 chance of showers. And Saturday, looking at a 40% chance of rain, and we'll be in the lower 90s. Right now, the winds are out of the northeast at 3, 84% relative humidity, and we've got 75 out there.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand-new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Item number one, Connecticut prosecutors will not pursue charges against state employees who fraudulently applied for and got emergency food stamp benefits designated for victims of Tropical Storm Irene in 2011. The deputy chief state's attorney said that prosecutors don't have enough resources to handle all the cases. Over 1,000 state employees filed for benefits that they were not entitled to after that storm. The state disciplined 170 for the fraud, 97 were fired. Then all but four of them had their terminations overturned by arbitrators. So in the end, government workers can commit fraud with impunity. And while the state has enough resources to pursue other criminals, these chosen ones get away with it. Speaking of chosen ones getting away with it, item number two, the Obama regime's Treasury Department has concluded that the trip Jay-Z and his wife Beyoncé-Z made to Cuba to celebrate their fifth wedding anniversary was legal. The Inspector General's office said that while Mr. and Mrs. Z were visiting the communist paradise, they stopped at an art school and a theater group. That made the trip educational and legal, despite travel restrictions to Cuba for everybody else. Too bad the Z's didn't visit Club Gitmo while they were there. They could have gotten a real education. Look, Mr. and Mrs. Z are huge Obama donors. The rules don't apply to them. I wonder where they'll go for their sixth anniversary, if they have one. Have you heard about that?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, folks, I want to congratulate my friends at Mahindra Tractors on their 20th anniversary. They have stood the test of time because Mahindra Tractors simply have everything you're looking for. You want quality? Mahindras are assembled right here in the USA. Performance? Mahindra Tractors push, pull, and lift more than other tractors. And every Mahindra comes with the industry's best 5-year warranty. Mahindra is kicking off their fall red tag sale this month. 0% financing for 84 months. Or save thousands with Mahindra's cashback promotion. So don't miss the 20th anniversary savings of the Mahindra Red Tag Sale. Learn more about the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. More economic incentive money is headed to the area of the Bio Corridor and Traditions Golf Course.
The Bryan City Council's given preliminary approval to the group that owns Traditions to receive $2.4 million towards a boutique hotel and conference center. The Brazos County Lodging Association considers it subsidizing a competitor. Spokesman Hunter Goodwin listed three hotels under construction with meeting space that are not receiving financial assistance.
I don't know if Mr. Ishmael's here tonight, but I know he's building a 125-room Holiday Inn Express with 5,000 square foot of meeting space. I know I saw Michelle Milliron, the general manager of HGI, that's across from Veterans Park, also has about 5,000 square feet of meeting space. And so you are benefiting immensely. We have about 4,500 square feet of meeting space.
Mayor Jason Byinski challenged Goodwin and other hotel owners in the audience wearing red shirts to offer a competing proposal in the Bio Corridor.
If anyone else in the room with the red shirts wants to do this type of project in Bryan, I'm telling you I'm willing to listen and willing to do the same thing for you and help you. I don't have anyone knocking down our doors to put in a 4- or 5-star hotel at this point.
City Manager Keene Register says the money doesn't get paid until the developer satisfies their financial obligations.
The developer is on the hook for borrowing the money. We're not ever on the hook for the debt service. If he doesn't perform, he doesn't pay himself back, versus the city doing it and then worrying whether or not we would be able to pay ourselves back, which is what we've done in the past.
We're not jeopardizing any taxpayer money.
No.
The council's 5-2 majority also gives developers $3.8 million towards the rest of the infrastructure of the Atlas Town Center. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan City Council has been given three ideas to develop a super park. A presentation from a consultant and staff is online at WTAW.com. The council agreed to proceed with the concept, noting the location has not been determined. For demonstration purposes, architect Wayne Cooper, who is the mayor pro tem of Pflugerville, showed what could be done at the municipal golf course. The option, Cooper says, has the most internal support, includes 17 synthetic turf fields with 75 parking spaces for each of the fields.
That would allow you to adequately park the people that are participating in those active sports, but it would also allow you to have some parking spaces for people that may not have anything to do with those sports that are just coming to the park to enjoy it as well.
Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says yet to be determined is the proportion of public access versus tournament play.
We see that complementing BRAC, which is already used for tournaments, as well as what's going on in College Station with Veterans Park. We think with something this size, we can between the two cities, we can attract some pretty large tournaments.
With an early estimated cost of $10 million, that option also includes nearly 20 covered pavilion areas, along with picnic pads, a trail system, sand volleyball, and tennis and badminton courts. Some estimates show roughly 20% of the cars on Texas roads have fake inspection stickers. A new fraud prevention law should do away with that. Whitney Brewster with the Texas DMV says it consolidates the registration and inspection process into just one sticker.
Once fully implemented, a vehicle will have to pass the required inspections not more than 90 days prior to the registration sticker expiring in order for the registration to be renewed.
The two steps, one sticker program officially kicks off March 1st of next year. Bastrop County settles a federal lawsuit with the family of a high school boy who was tasered by a sheriff's deputy last year. The attorney representing the family of Noe Nino de Rivera, Adam Lowy, says the county will pay $775,000.
Noe deserved compensation for what happened here, and him and his family were in need of money for what occurred here.
The student fell on his head after being tased, resulting in brain injuries. Authorities previously said the Cedar Creek High School student was tased after refusing to leave the scene of a fight. A larger crowd than usual at this week's Brazos County Commission meeting was part of a surprise for a longtime volunteer. Jack Donovan received the Red Cross Presidential Lifetime Volunteer Service Award.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And I see all my old friends here. Some young ones, my granddaughter's here. Really surprised me. I didn't expect this.
Curtis Ekman of the Red Cross office in Bryan says to qualify, a volunteer must put in a minimum 4,000 hours.
Which I believe Jack easily earned within the first couple of years after his retirement.
Donovan, who retired from the Texas A&M Firefighting School in 2001, was also recognized by the county for his service as a volunteer fireman between 1950 and 1980 and working with the county's community emergency response team since 2001. In addition to the Red Cross, Donovan also volunteers for the Salvation Army and Habitat for Humanity. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
We have a little trough of low pressure in the Gulf of Mexico this morning. It's going to try to spread a little bit of moisture our way. Partial sun for today, maybe a stray thunderstorm by afternoon, 95. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. There could be a stray thunderstorm, 75. Lots of clouds tomorrow, chance for a shower storm, 90. There could be a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow night, 75. Clouds, perhaps a shower or thunderstorm Friday with a high temperature around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, I definitely think going into this year has been the same. Still treated the same, still game plan the same, still try to operate this offense the same.
That's offensive coordinator for Texas A&M, Jake Spavital, talking about running the offense this year without Johnny Football. We'll have more on that. University of Texas also gets started. They'll get started on Saturday against the Mean Green from North Texas. We've got cutdowns and more in the preseason for the NFL and Major League Baseball. All to boot, we'll do it for you here in about 13, 14 minutes.
All right, 7:38. Bill Flores joins us this morning from in the district. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Doing great, Scott. How about you?
All right. Let's get started on a story, I guess, that people are noticing, but it has been going on for a while, and that is Burger King looks like they're going to buy Tim Hortons, which is a big chain up in Canada, basically move their operations up to Canada and take advantage of tax benefits for doing that. Now, there's some backlash that Burger King's getting, but this is, they're called tax inversions, and it's basically to get to some place where the corporate tax rate is not as high as it is in the United States. Your thoughts there?
Well, it's very unfortunate because the United States has the least competitive tax system in the world. And while we have been sort of stuck in this uncompetitive state, other countries around the world are improving their tax systems. And so it's causing more and more of these inversions. If it were up to me, I'd like to see us get involved with just a total overhaul of our tax system and do it now. But unfortunately, there just doesn't seem to be the will in Congress to do anything. In particular, in the Senate, just nothing's getting done on that side of the campus. And because of that, it makes it difficult for the House to take something up and then get punished by the special interest whose tax loopholes are being taken away when, you know, the Senate's not going to do anything at all.
Now, is this something that, in fact, the president could do? It sounds like he does like to sign executive orders. Is this not something that that he could take care of by himself, or does it, in fact, have to go through Congress?
Well, under Articles 1 and 2 of the Constitution, he has no right whatsoever to be messing with the tax code. Now, the Constitution has not prevented him from doing things in the past, but I think he'd have a really hard time doing anything. I mean, now he's got a bully pulpit, and he's trying to use that, but he ought to be using the bully pulpit to get his friend Harry Reid over in the Senate to work with the House to get some kind of tax reform done so that we solve the root problem instead of just going through the optics of trying to talk about it.
It's kind of interesting. We had a Bill Flores joining us this morning from the district. We were talking earlier this morning that Senator Tim Kaine, the Democrat from Virginia, catching heat from other Democrat senators trying to actually get the Senate to vote on the idea as to whether or not the United States should do military strikes into to Syria, and they apparently don't want to cast any ballots. So let's talk about that for a minute, based on what's gone on over there since last we spoke. Of course, the Foley beheading and the outcry from that, and there has been some strike back from the United States, but where do you think and how do you think the United States should respond to that?
Well, I think we need to be very aggressive. I think we need to really ramp up our intelligence operations so we know where these ISIL folks are. And then secondly, I do believe we need to have targeted airstrikes. I'm reluctant to put our troops in harm's way under the command of this president, though, because he has not shown any particular competence when it comes to dealing with foreign affairs and national security issues. And so I'd hate to put a lot of our treasure of our young men and women in the military in harm's way under his leadership. So I think we need to find a way to hold him at bay as best we can until we can find a new president, or this president somehow becomes competent in his command decisions.
Bill Flores joining us this morning. The report came out yesterday from the Inspector General having to do with the Department of Veterans Affairs. I'm sure you saw that. I guess we're supposed to paint this as good news, and I'm glad that we apparently did not have any deaths that did occur from the delays, but still the delays existed. But I'd like to get your thoughts on the report that came out yesterday on the VA.
Well, I'd like to see the report first before I comment on it. But a lot of the metrics that we've gotten out of the VA have been proven to be faulty. And so even though this comes from a quasi-independent source, the data, underlying data, still comes from the VA. So I think we need to look at it with an open mind before we start to say, hey, yeah, we're glad to hear all this. This is obviously great news. Because I'm just not sure that it is. Hopefully it's correct, but I think we need to look at the report first, and I'll be doing that over the next couple of days.
Fox News reporting this morning that Lois Lerner's BlackBerry was intentionally destroyed after Congress had begun its probe into the IRS. Thomas Kaine, who's the Deputy Assistant Chief Counsel for the IRS, wrote in a declaration as part of a lawsuit in Judicial Watch against the IRS that in fact did happen. Your thoughts there?
Well, this lady needs to be in jail. And it may not be for what she actually did in terms of targeting, because we may never find that information, but for obstruction of justice, she needs to be charged. And what fascinates me is our attorney general just doesn't, I mean, he is just not doing anything on this. And I think that he's worried about what'll be tagged back to the White House if they do prosecute her. Nothing surprises me that comes out of this, of the IRS or some of the executive branch agencies anymore. It's really a tragedy that Americans can't trust their government. It's a tragedy Congress can't trust one of the branches of government. It's really scary.
Yeah, frankly, it's again, I don't know how many more shockers we can get out of this, but I think again, that frustrates people, and so I'll speak for them and say, why can't you, Congress, do something about this situation?
Well, I'd like to, but again, you just heard, I mean, earlier in this show, you talked about how the Senate, how some senators are frustrated because there's no votes being held in the Senate. The House has worked pretty hard. I mean, the appropriations bills we passed earlier this year, as an example, we went through several of the appropriations bill like we're supposed to do under the law, and the Senate hadn't taken any up yet. So it's just you go through a lot of effort, and it's really all for show because the Senate's not going to take it up. I think we need to do something. I think we need to get after it pretty quickly.
Yeah, there's a lot of show going on. I think
yeah, we'll all agree with that. Scary.
It is a circus. So back in session when?
Well, we go back on September the 8th.
Okay, and got an idea what'll be lined out once you get to what's waiting for you when you get back?
Well, it's not as heavy a schedule as I would like to see. We've got to pass a continuing resolution to fund the government starting October the 1st, and I'm hopeful that there's not a lot of drama. We've already agreed on what the top-line numbers should be. Hopefully we won't have, each side try to play some sort of stalemate game where we have a government shutdown. There's some tax extenders we need to pass. The Ex-Im Bank is up for reauthorization. That issue's got to be addressed one way or the other, either kill it or reauthorize it. And just some other odds and ends. If it were up to me, I'd look at comprehensive tax reform so we could stop the inversions because we're competitive. I think that we need to continue to have hearings on the VA, the IRS, and several of the other issues that are up there. We also need to have an in-depth discussion about what to do on ISIL and national security in Syria. Everything that the president has touched in the Middle East has just turned to bad. Whether it's Syria, he decided he wanted to destabilize the country and throw Assad out, and now we look, so that became the breeding ground for ISIL. In Libya, he decided he wanted to go after Gaddafi, and so then Libya became unstable, and we lost four Americans in Benghazi. Then in Egypt, he decided that Mubarak had to go, and then so what came in place behind it, the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, fortunately, Egypt has become stabilized, but that created an environment where Hamas thought it could go ahead and attack Israel. So I think we as Congress need to start providing some direction to the president on how to do this. I do worry about his competence in carrying out the wishes of Congress, though.
Well, we'll watch with interest and certainly more concern than I think we have really for several years, simply because everything that is going on over there.
Bill, right, of course, the border issue has not been dealt with by the Senate.
And, I guess we do. We need to just quickly then. This is off the front pages, but what is the situation like as you understand it on the border now?
Well, we've had a slowdown in the crossings, and it's primarily because what Rick Perry did in Texas. We've got two-thirds of the border with Mexico, and when we put the Texas National Guard in there, that really did set up a deterrent to people wanting to come north. The other thing that's going to come up, and I think in the next 2 weeks we'll start to hear the screaming from Grassroots America about it, that's because a lot of thousands of these kids are in U.S. schools now. And I think you're going to start to see administrators and teachers and parents begin to voice their opinions about that. And then hopefully that will encourage Congress and the White House to do the right thing.
Let's hope so. Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thank you for the time this morning.
You bet. Good talk to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue to pray for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
All right. Thank you.
At Allen Honda, we believe summer isn't just a time of the year. It's something you do. And whether it's family road trips or cruising with good friends, summer happens in a Honda. Right now at Allen Honda's Super Summer Sale, lease a new Honda Accord for under $300 a month with zero due at signing. We'll even make the first payment for you. Stop by Allen Honda today or visit allenhonda.com. 35-month lease plus tax and fees with approved credit. Zero due at signing. 12,000 miles per year. End September 2nd, 2014. See dealer for complete details.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Becoming a step-parent can be a rewarding experience, but it can also have its challenges. If you find your stepchildren resistant to a relationship with you, I have a suggestion. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Very few step-families begin to gel immediately after marriage. It takes time for parents and children alike to feel comfortable with their new situation. When you hurry or try to force relationships to grow, you're doing what author Ron Deal calls the blender strategy. Blenders are used to force ingredients together. It works well with food, but not so good with relationships. You can't push someone to connect with you. A more effective approach is what Ron calls the crockpot strategy. The idea is to allow family members to slowly find their place with each other. That means giving your stepchild time and space to allow a relationship to grow. How, you might ask? Well, by being present in their life, but not pushing them to connect. For example, your stepdaughter may be okay with you attending her soccer games, but she won't share her feelings with you. It's too close. That's still an open door. It's a chance to engage her in a way she's comfortable with. So show up and cheer her on, but don't get impatient if she doesn't warm up to you right away. Let her ease into a relationship with you at her own pace, and over time, she'll likely soften. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I walk my dog every day, and I've got the best-looking dog in the neighborhood named Stanley. He's a collie mix. We meet the same people every day. They'll tell me, oh, he's so soft, and he's so silky. And these dogs that have the brittle hair, it's coarse. It doesn't lay nice. It's not shiny. It's dull. I tell them about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Sundance's coat was shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
We get asked all the time at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
It didn't take very long. They've got their nice, expensive jogging suit on, and their dog has their smooth, beautiful, soft, shiny coat. So now their dog looks just as good as they do.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It's 7:51. It is T-minus one day and counting to fight Texas Aggie football. Now, the Aggies are heading into the season for the first time, in 2 years anyway, without Heisman Trophy winner and first-round draft pick Johnny Manziel. Offensive coordinator Jake Spavital was asked if he had to change his style of coaching and or play calling without Johnny football being on the field.
Obviously, it was a little different situation with Johnny being there, but you know, I'm dealing with two inexperienced quarterbacks, and I'm going to have to work my way through times where, you know, through certain situations that they have never experienced before. So, you know, there's going to be a little more coaching involved, and, you know, I'm not going to be repeating myself as much as what I did last year with Johnny. But, you know, I definitely think going into this year has been the same, still treated the same, still game plan the same, still try to operate this offense the same.
Dave and Dave have the pregame tomorrow starting at 4. Kickoff is at 5:01 on our sister station on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. The University of Texas is preparing to start their season as well. They get started with the Mean Green of North Texas on Saturday, and there have been a lot of changes at the 40 acres since Charlie Strong took over.
Well, the biggest challenge is getting the players just to believe in themselves and to have confidence in themselves and knowing that if they just do everything the right way, then good things are going to happen for them. But just their overall, just so they work. It had nothing to do with their work. But a lot of times when you haven't had the success that you want to have, your confidence is the first thing that goes, but just trying to build their confidence back up.
The Longhorns get things started at Darrell K. Royal Stadium Saturday night at 7 o'clock. In Major League Baseball, Chris Carter went yard again for the Houston Astros.
Carter drills this deep to left field, and you can kiss it goodbye onto the train tracks. A go-ahead three-run home run for Carter, and the Astros go up 4-2.
That's his 32nd, and it lifted the Stros over the Athletics 4-2. Oakland stays in Houston tonight for a 7-10 start. James Paxton pitched into the seventh in a bounce-back start as the Seattle Mariners beat the Texas Rangers 5-0. Ranger skip Ron Washington said their bats were cold again.
We had a couple chances to score a run, but we just, and it was, all of it was with two outs. Couldn't get it done.
Texas will try again in Seattle with a late afternoon matinee, 2:40 for the first pitch. In the NFL, Anthony Spencer's recovery from microfracture surgery on his left knee is coming along quite well, and Cowboys coach Jason Garrett said he may be back sooner than anyone expected.
He's done everything he can to get himself back to play at the level he's played out, Pro Bowl level, just one of the best players we've had on our defense. And so he's just worked really hard, and the rehab has gone well.
The Dallas defensive end will start the season on the active roster. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says Spencer wouldn't be ready for the September 7th opener against the San Francisco 49ers, but would avoid the six-week stay on the physically unable to perform list. The Cowboys' last preseason game is tomorrow at 7 o'clock against the Broncos. Dez Bryant figures he's got about a week left to work out a contract extension with the Dallas Cowboys because he doesn't want to negotiate during the season. The fifth-year receiver is entering the final year of his rookie contract after teammate Tyron Smith recently inked a deal for 8 years. Bryant has a base salary this season of $1.8 million. The Texans finish off their preseason tomorrow as well against the 49ers, and Coach Bill O'Brien says that there will be a lot of new faces on the field.
We'll play certain guys a lot more than we play other guys, and really it's because, you know, there are still a lot of guys on this roster that have a chance to make the team. So we feel like, in fairness to them, with our last preseason game here, it's important for those guys to get a lot of reps.
Texans and Niners kick it off at 7 o'clock. And finally, we have to wrap up on a sad note. Homer Jacobs, class of 1987, passed away yesterday. Jacobs, age 49, died unexpectedly after experiencing a sudden illness. The cause of death is unknown, and an autopsy has been ordered. Jacobs was the editor of the 12th Man magazine and devoted much of his career and life to his lifelong passion of Aggie athletics. Homer was the first editor of 12th Man magazine. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So, if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit Family and Estate Law.com.
This is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. Your tires are one of the most important safety features of your vehicle. When the rubber meets the road, not all tires are created equal. At BCS Tires, we have the tires that fit your personal lifestyle. The pros at BCS Tires know what tires fit your needs. Whether your kids are in the car with you or you're out on the farm with your friends, we won't nickel and dime you. As always, free air checks and free rotations. Any car, anytime, BCS Tires and Lifts. We're on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner or at bcstirepros.com. Give us your keys, put your mind at ease.
About 2 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll hope for the rain again today because some people got little sprinkles of rain yesterday. Not much, but just a little. All right, if you've ever wondered why America is fat, here's the reason. U.S. Americans altogether eat 100 pounds of chocolate every second.
Every second?
Every second. Just want to let you know.
Holy mackerel.
Yep. Now time for completely rational phrases that 20 years ago would have seemed very strange.
Okay.
There's a lot of them, but one of them would be the Queen of England phone bombed my selfie. I mean, those are pretty much English words, but what kind of sense does that make? Then there's, hold on, I got to take a picture of that with my phone real quick. Or, whoa, we need to fill up here. Gas is only $3.49 a gallon. How about, hang on, I'm going to Google it.
Yeah.
Then there's, well, Yelp says try the gluten-free bison burger with kale and quinoa.
No.
I store my contacts in the cloud. Years ago. The sales tax on this weed is outrageous.
Whoa.
And I have angry birds on my phone.
Oops, didn't mean to butt dial you.
Yeah, exactly. There's so many more. Anyway, look for a high temperature day, about 96 or so. Low temperature around 75. Do have a slight chance of showers. Good news is 50-50 chance of showers on Friday, so let's hope that happens. It's all right now, 75 degrees. Jason Bynski joins us in a few minutes. WTAW College Station, Brian, we're coming up on 8 o'clock.